today. And we had read earlier Ezekiel 36, and we'll be briefly looking at that as well to help us in our studies in John 3. So thanks once again for the invite this morning. It's great to be here with you. It's great to be here with you again. I think I was here, I don't know, it was like 5 or 6 years ago, before I was in Newtown, actually. So I have been here before. But yeah, many thanks for the invitation. And as we look at this passage, it's a very well-known passage. And even if this is the 100th time we've heard these words, or perhaps the first time, either way, we need God's help this morning. So I know we've prayed, but we're going to just pray again and ask for God's help as we study this John chapter 3 passage. So let's just pray briefly. Dear Lord, we do thank you for the words we just sang. Lord, we do thank you that Jesus is King. And Lord, as Dylan prayed, we thank you that we do not worship a dead Saviour, but we worship a risen Lord Jesus. We worship a risen King. And Lord, do we just pray that, again, as we look at this Easter time, Lord, we just pray that through the witness of this church, that you will be mighty to save throughout this season. Lord, we pray that the church would not be inward-looking, but outward-looking to those who are lost, those who are still dead in their trespasses and sins. And Lord, we just pray that through the work of your Spirit, through the witness of this church, Lord, we do pray lost people will be saved. This morning, Lord, we do pray today or away this morning of they're on holiday or you would be with us because of their health. If they're on holiday, Lord, we just pray that they'll find a good Bible-believing place to worship you today. But for Lord, for those people who used to be here and are no longer here because their love for you has grown cold, Lord, we lift them to you this morning. We pray that, again, you would draw close to them, and that even today that you would bring someone across their path to speak the gospel into their life. And Lord, we just pray for ourselves this morning. We pray that we wouldn't just be informed, but would be transformed. We pray that as it gets to the end of today, for this morning and for this evening service, we pray that we wouldn't be saying what a wonderful service, what wonderful songs, but we'll be saying what a wonderful Saviour we have. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. So we'll be looking at these words here, just these first few words.